North Carolina wants to reduce carbon emissions from its power plants by 70% by 2030, but experts say the state is currently not on track to meet its goals. A new analysis finds that joining a group of states working collectively to cap emissions could help, while also increasing renewable energy development. Alex DeGolia with the Environmental Defense Fund explains the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, or REGGI for short, works to put a price on carbon pollution.
So when a state joins, it works with the existing members of the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, decide on a sort of statewide cap.
He says North Carolina's Department of Environmental Quality is considering participation. The analysis shows that a combined approach of joining REGGI plus the passage of bipartisan energy legislation could curb emissions three times greater than anticipated by 2030. DeGolia says every few months, participating REGGI states allow utilities to purchase allowances to emit carbon over the cap. But ultimately, the program is aimed at incentivizing the power sector to reduce pollution.
Started in 2008 and has been a really, really effective program at reducing power plant emissions across that region.
CEO and founder of the environmental investment company Rural Beacon Initiative, William Barber III, says communities across the state are depending on policymakers to take action on climate, as more residents struggle with extreme weather linked to a rapidly accelerating climate crisis.
There's a real responsibility here to act and act in a way that tries to mitigate the worst effects of that.
According to the Environmental Defense Fund report, from 2015 through 2017, REGGI states saved more than $1 billion by reducing imports of fossil fuels and created more than 1,400 new jobs in the energy efficiency sector. This is Nadia Ramlagan for North Carolina News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.